Stops both loops, or at least the inner loop, because of work at the bridge on the Georgetown Pike over the Beltway. The WTOP Traffic Center is presented by Window Nation. Buy two windows and get two free. Visit windownation.com. I'm Ken Berger, WTOP Traffic.
All right, Ken, let's head over to Veronica Johnson, 7 News First Alert Chief Meteorologist.
Severe weather now calming down, but we had nearly two dozen reports of hail throughout the area. Hail was the big story today, with warmer air at the surface, colder air along, and a cold front quickly moving through our area. Expect temperatures tonight 52 to 60 degrees. Tomorrow's high temperature cooler in the mid-70s with partly sunny skies. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
Rockville 66 degrees, Ashburn 70, Fort Washington 64. Could be down to the 50s in some spots overnight in the early morning hours.
You're listening to WTOP, Washington's news, traffic, and weather station.
WTOP News. Facts matter.
Good evening. I'm Dimitri Sotis. Coming up, a fourth body recovered from the Patapsco River beneath the wreckage of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. The Associated Press reports the crew of the ship that hit the bridge had warnings of onboard electrical problems before leaving port.
Seeking justice for families of some of the collapse victims in Baltimore, I'm Scott Gelman.
After a 15-year-old girl was shot and killed in D.C., neighbors say they're devastated.
It just don't make no sense.
I'm Nick Iannelli.
The Caps win to stay alive in the playoff hunt. It's 12 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Michael Toscano. The Supreme Court says a Louisiana police officer can move ahead with a lawsuit against the organizer of a demonstration where he was injured. WWL Radio's Dave Cohen explains the case.
DeRay McKesson organized a 2016 protest here in Louisiana after police killed a black man. During the demonstration, a police officer says he was injured by a thrown rock-like object. The cops sued McKesson, insisting he failed to exercise reasonable care and set up a confrontation with police on a highway. Advocates for free speech asked the court to stop the suit, saying it threatens the basic right to protest. The high court, though, is allowing the suit to proceed without explanation.
The weapons supervisor on the set of the movie Rust, where cinematographer Helena Hutchins was shot and killed during a rehearsal, has been sentenced.
Armorer Hannah Gutierrez-Reed asked the judge for probation.
Your Honor, when I took on Rust, I was young and I was naive.
The judge said she saw no evidence of guilt or remorse and handed down the maximum sentence.
I am sentencing you to 18 months of incarceration.
Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
Alec Baldwin, who was holding the gun when it went off, will go on trial in July. Former President Donald Trump was there for the first day of his criminal hush money trial in New York, and will be there for every session.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. The judge reminded Donald Trump that he must be in court every day of the trial and issued a standard warning given to all criminal defendants that he will be subject to arrest if he fails to show up. At the end of the day Monday, the judge denied Trump's request to let him attend arguments next week before the Supreme Court over his claim of presidential immunity in one of his federal cases.
The jury selection process is underway. The courtroom is closed to TV cameras. The bodies of two missing Kansas women have been recovered in Oklahoma. Hunter McKee is a spokesman for the Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigations.
We identified that there were two bodies during our search. Both of those deceased persons have been transported to the Oklahoma Medical Examiner's Office, where they will do a proper identification and also look into a cause and manner of death.
Four people have been charged with the murder and kidnapping of Veronica Butler and Jillian Kelly. Fresh off becoming a household name in the NCAA playoffs, former Iowa star Caitlin Clark has been selected as the number one pick in the WNBA draft by the Indiana Fever. Los Angeles took Stanford All-American Cameron Brink second. Protesters around the world tried to pressure Israel to end its offensive in Gaza, and CBS News correspondent Weijia Jiang says it may have affected your Monday commute.
From San Francisco to Chicago, protesters in several major cities blocked traffic, demanding an end to the war in Gaza, dialing up pressure for President Biden to do the same.
This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your home and auto. Save when you bundle. Get a quote at progressive.com. That's progressive.com.
WTOP at 12:03. The Tuesday morning, April 16th, 2024. Clearing skies this overnight early morning. Veronica says by daybreak, the low should be in the 50s. We're at 64 in our nation's capital right now. Good morning to you. I'm Dean Lane. Thanks for joining us this midnight hour. Topping the local stories we're following for you this morning, a fourth body of a construction worker has been pulled now from the Patapsco River after the Key Bridge collapse in Baltimore. Searchers found the worker's body inside a car, we're told, over the weekend on Sunday. And the body was identified Monday, but the family wants the name kept private for now. The Key Bridge collapsed 3 weeks ago after a cargo ship hit one of its supports. Now, eight construction workers who were on the bridge that morning at that time fell into the Patapsco River. Two workers were rescued and crews recovered two bodies a day after the collapse. Dive teams recovered a third body on April 15th. In a statement, Maryland Governor Wes Moore says this morning the state will continue to work every day to bring the families impacted by this awful bridge collapse closure with dignity. Governor Moore will provide, we're told, an update on the cleanup efforts at 3 p.m. later today, this Tuesday, April 16th. We've got you covered right here at WTOP. Just keep your dial where it is. Meantime, the AP Associated Press is reporting this morning that the container ship Dolly that crashed into the bridge that morning in Baltimore had experienced, apparently, electrical issues before the ship left the port. The AP sources say this morning the ship's refrigerated container alarms went off while it was docked, likely indicating an inconsistent power supply for the boat. Now, the FBI is investigating whether or not any federal laws were broken here when the Dolly crashed into the Francis Scott Key Bridge, causing the bridge to collapse. The NTSB, National Transportation Safety Board, is investigating, and it says that investigation includes whether the ship suffered electrical problems. Meantime, Baltimore City is moving ahead with legal steps against the owners and manager of the Dolly container ship. Mayor Brandon Scott says the city has now partnered with a law firm in Philadelphia and will try to hold what he calls the wrongdoers responsible. WTOP Scott Gelman Tuesday morning is hearing from those attorneys who described what they expect to happen in the months ahead.
What does justice look like? We don't know the answer, because what is the value of six lives that have been destroyed? There's no measure. There's no price you can put on it.
Here in Baltimore, attorneys like L. Chris Stewart say they're planning to look into the Key Bridge collapse themselves. They're representing the families of two construction workers who died and the lone survivor.
They were living the American dream, fixing America's infrastructure, out there just filling potholes, not knowing it was going to be their last day on Earth.
Stewart says the Dolly's owner, Grace Ocean, filed for protection not even a week after the bridge collapsed. The lawyers say the company is trying to cap the amount of money it would have to pay out by citing the Limitation of Liability Act.
And what has been so devastating to the families in this situation is the actions of the owner.
They say the case is scheduled to proceed in September. In Baltimore, Scott Gelman, WTOP News.
WTOP at 12:06. In other news this morning, a 15-year-old girl locally shot and killed in Southeast D.C. Police this morning are still investigating. They say the gunfire here came from a vehicle near the intersection of Stanton Road and Suitland Parkway. WTOP's Nick Iannelli has been talking to neighbors in the region.
This neighborhood is dangerous, to be honest.
Neighbors like Tierra Liverpool are devastated and fed up with gun violence.
It's like the kids just can't even sit outside and hang with each other and enjoy themselves without something happening.
The 15-year-old who was killed has been identified as Naomi Russell. Liverpool says her 16-year-old daughter was friends with Russell, and at the time of the shooting, they were together, along with a group of friends, just hanging out.
It was heartbreaking because that's my child, and for my child to have to see another child, which is her friend, lose her life in front of her is devastating. And for this being my child and her, she was out here with the midst of it, it could have been my child.
In the district, Nick Iannelli, WTOP News.
WTOP at 12:07. We've been telling you here at TOP about the tragic story of two boys fighting for their lives after being rescued from a burning home in Northern Virginia locally last week. Now WTOP's Mike Murillo has a sad update for us this morning.
Since the fire at the Clifton home last Wednesday, 3-year-old Zachariah and 6-year-old William Bryce had been in critical condition at the hospital. Now their father, James Bryce, in a Facebook post says his two young sons have died. Bryce says the loss has left the family both devastated and heartbroken. According to our news partners, WJLA, the parents say the two boys were unresponsive for 45 minutes after they were pulled from the burning home last week. And this weekend, their parents were told the two were showing symptoms of brain death. It's still unclear what led to the fire. Mike Murillo, WTOP News.
Good Tuesday morning, April 16th. Welcome into WTOP. Time now is 12:08.
Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael and Son.
Traffic and weather on the 8s, and when it breaks, good morning to Ken Berger with us this midnight hour in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Thank you, Dean. Watching the situation again on the Beltway over in Virginia, where traffic is rolling slowly but steadily past these work zones where lanes are blocked. Three of them on the inner loop. You're going to find three lanes to the right block, traffic getting by in the far left lane. And the outer loop, it's the three left lanes that are blocked, traffic getting by in the far right lane. It's a light volume at this point, so traffic is rolling slowly past this work zone. This is because of work at the bridge at the Georgetown Pike. So light volume traffic is rolling slowly but steadily through this work zone. They're also telling us there will be possible full stops on the inner loop because of the work at the Georgetown Pike Bridge. We'll let you know when that happens in the overnight hours. Also, road work in Virginia, southbound 95. Starts south of Quantico Triangle, heading on to Virginia 610 and Aquia Harbor. Two right lanes are closed, left lane getting by, and some brief delays, but you break free once you get past Aquia Harbor. Northbound 95 down in the Fredericksburg area between Plank Road and the Rappahannock River Bridge. All lanes are alternating closures on the northbound side, then north of the Rappahannock River. You find the right lane is closed with a brief delay. Also, one other work zone on 95 northbound. It's near 123. Right lane is blocked, but by the time you get to the Occoquan, you're in the clear with no delays. Then northbound 95 to Springfield. If you're looking for carefree ownership of a new car, check out Fitzgerald Hyundai and the Hyundai Tucson with 3 years free maintenance. Go to fitzmall.com for the no haggle, no hassle price. I'm Ken Berger, WTOP Traffic.
Expect partly cloudy skies here to start out your Tuesday. We've had just enough clearing. A pleasant day lies ahead. We've got temperatures this morning anywhere between 52 and 60 degrees with winds out of the north. Pretty light. Later today, our winds will shift to more of a southerly direction. Temperatures will be between 74 and 79 degrees under partly sunny skies. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
Right now, we are looking at 65 degrees, Manassas 69, Metro Center 66, midnight hour in Frederick, Maryland this Tuesday morning. And we are looking at 64 degrees in our nation's capital. Brought to you this time around on WTOP this morning by Long Fence. Save 25% on Long Fence. Decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest financing. Terms and conditions do apply. Check them out. Go to longfence.com. WTOP at 1210. On WTOP, of course, we bring you money news at 10 and 40 past each hour. Jeff Claybaugh.
Retail sales rose twice as much as forecast in March, led by higher gas prices and online shopping. Hybrid vehicle sales last quarter were up 43% from a year ago. Sales of all electric vehicles rose just 2.7%. Popular Chinese restaurant Peter Chang has opened a Gaithersburg location, this one serving Chinese tapas. Wall Street lost ground Monday. By the close, the Dow was down 248 points. Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
Asian stocks following suit this midnight hour as we check our first check. The Nikkei is down this hour by 842 points now, just moved. The Kospi is down 60. The Hang Seng is down 320. The Shanghai is off 44. Good morning. Glad you're with us here at WTOP. Welcome in. It was the first day of Donald Trump's hush money trial, and we'll take a look back at the experience for the day next on WTOP In-Depth. It's 1211. Good morning. Welcome in.
The Americans with Disabilities Act, also known as the ADA, protects people from being discriminated against because of a disability. Both visible and non-visible disabilities, someone who is blind or uses a wheelchair, or someone who has cancer or depression are just a few examples. To learn more about the ADA and to receive free technical assistance, contact the Mid-Atlantic ADA Center at 1-800-949-4232. Or visit us online at adainfo.org.
You're with WTOP, 19 Lane.
At WTOP, our listeners matter.
I love WTOP because I can get all my news, weather, traffic, what routes to avoid on my way into work so I don't get delayed.
WTOP, Washington's top news.
So your neighbor has just taken up sumo wrestling and loves to practice in their backyard on full display. And let's just say you're not thrilled with the view. You're longing for privacy, and it's the perfect time because right now Long Fence is offering 25% off privacy fences. Their team of experts can install the fence of your dreams so you can relax. Visit longfence.com to schedule your free estimate today.
There's a long time name for quality.
Tuesday morning, April 16th. Welcome in. If you're just joining us, clearing skies this overnight early morning. Low in the 50s by daybreak. As you head out, we are looking at 64 degrees in our nation's capital right now. I'm Dean Lane. Welcome in. Glad you're with us this early morning time. Now on WTOP is 1213.
This is WTOP News.
is now day two of Donald Trump's historic hush money trial. No jurors have been picked so far. Mr. Trump railed against the process after courts let out for the day on Monday.
It's a scam. It's a political witch hunt. It continues. And it continues forever. And we're not going to be given a fair trial.
This Tuesday morning, Zach Schoenfeld, courts and legal reporter for The Hill, joins our Dimitri Sotis for a closer look.
Most of the day actually wasn't even spent selecting this jury. Instead, we spent all morning and even some of the afternoon dealing with a bunch of remaining legal matters that had to be sorted out with the parties before jury selection even began. So it wasn't until just after 2 p.m. when these prospective jurors started going through metal detectors on the 15th floor of Manhattan Criminal Court. So we really only saw the very early stages of this process. But what we saw in this first batch of jurors is the judge went through his preliminary instructions and then asked for a show of hands of anyone who believed that they could not serve impartially. More than half of that group raised their hands. So we're still in the early stages, but this could be a long process.
I understand one thing to look out for just from experts in picking juries properly is anybody who's like the opposite of those people that raise their hands, somebody who looks too enthusiastic to take part, that person may not be accepted either.
That's right. Of course, you know, Donald Trump is no ordinary defendant. Many of these prospective jurors and potentially those who make it on the jury will know about Donald Trump. They will even potentially know about this case. And so, you know, we saw today as some of these prospective jurors were coming into the room, you know, they very well knew who the man was going to be sitting at that defense table. We saw many of the prospective jurors craning their neck, trying to get a look at Donald Trump. There was even some giggling going on in the courtroom. So there's definitely a lot of people who feel that they just cannot serve on Donald Trump's jury. And there are also some people who seem to be a little bit jittery about being in the room with him.
You made a point that several hours were not devoted to jury selection because of the legal issues. One of them, a big deal today, was the Access Hollywood video. People will remember it was a bombshell weeks before the 2016 election, but it actually did not derail Donald Trump's campaign. He went on to become president. What role will that video and the accompanying audio play in this trial?
The jurors in this case will not actually hear the audio itself of the tape, but prosecutors will be able to essentially read off a transcript of what Trump said. And also importantly today, the judge said they could introduce into evidence emails between Trump campaign officials dealing with the fallout of the tape. So why is this important to the case? Well, according to prosecutors, this is why the Stormy Daniels hush money payment at the center of this case was so important, because this was all happening as the Trump campaign was dealing with the fallout of this Access Hollywood tape. So if you ask prosecutors, they'll say this whole effort was as part of to tie up these salacious allegations that the Trump campaign just did not want to get out in those days after that tape surfaced.
Is that a slight loss for the prosecution that jurors will not just get the full presentation of the tape?
It's a slight loss for the former president, but it was expected. A lot of this stuff had already been litigated in pretrial motions, so I don't think the judge's ruling was really any surprise. A lot of this was just rehashing what we had already seen. In fact, you know, the proceedings got so boring that even Donald Trump at times was seeming to struggle to stay awake in the courtroom. A little unclear if he actually truly fell asleep, but he certainly seemed to be getting there and potentially dozing off. So it really was a bunch of hours of dense legal arguments, and like I said, a lot of rehashing of what we've seen in these recent hearings over the past few months.
That was Zach Schoenfeld, courts and legal reporter for The Hill, in a conversation with our Dimitri Sotis. You are listening to 103.5 FM at WTOP.com.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale is here. Shop now and get an extra 20% off Diamonds Direct's renowned prices. It's the best sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. Rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, engagement rings, and more. And enjoy an expanded selection with designer appearances each weekend. 20% off now to April 21st and open Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Coming right up this half hour, midnight hour for you on WTOP Tuesday morning.
There's a big healthcare shortage in this part of Prince George's, but efforts are underway to change that. I'm John Doman.
It's 1217.
Are you thinking of getting a new vehicle in 2024? Donate your old car or truck to Melwood. Donating your vehicle will provide support for programs that make a direct impact on your community. Melwood empowers people with disabilities in the Washington, D.C. area with the training, skills, and opportunities to find meaningful and inclusive work. Donating is free, fast, and easy. Call today to have it picked up tomorrow. Just call 1-877-MEL-WOOD or visit melwood.org/radio.
Hey, folks. This spring, you need to call the home repair experts at PJ Fitzpatrick. No home repair job is too big or too small. The rains we're having are definitely hard on your home. Leaking roofs, missing siding, overflowing gutters, rotting trim. Fix it all now before the little leaks become big problems. The home repair professionals at PJ Fitzpatrick have the knowledge and expertise to fix your home right the first time. So visit trustpj.com and stay off the ladders.
Good morning. Welcome in. Glad you're with us here at WTOP in the midnight hour. 12:18, the time to be exact. Traffic and weather on the 8s, and when it breaks, traffic's first. Ken Berger's in the WTOP Traffic Center this morning.
Thank you, Dean. An accident-free ride all through the DMV with all lanes clear of accidents, at least, but plenty of work zones. Starting in Maryland, no road work tonight at the Bay Bridge, so all lanes are open 2A, 3 West. Nothing in your way with no delays. 97 southbound, right lane blocked between Benfield Boulevard and Crane Highway. 295 northbound between Savage Road and the ramp to Rundemills Boulevard in Hanover. Left lane is blocked. Also, watch out, eastbound 198 in Anne Arundel County after 32. All lanes are blocked with alternating traffic on the westbound side. Howard County, southbound 95, left lane closed, approaching 32, the Patuxent Parkway, and then the Prince George's County portion of 95 between 216 and 198. You'll find two right lanes are blocked. Also in Prince George's County, the intercounty connector eastbound direction, that's Maryland 200, two left lanes are closed between 95 and Route 1, Baltimore Avenue. Branch Avenue, northbound between Old Branch Road and Curtis Drive, you will find the right lane blocked. This is up in Marlowe Heights, and then Martin Luther King Jr. Highway westbound between Greenleaf Road and Ardmore Road. Two right lanes are blocked because of road work in Landover. Virginia Spine Institute is now VSI, the ultimate choice for ultimate spine solutions. Say goodbye to back and neck pain. Visit VSIspine.com. That's VSIspine.com. I'm Ken Berger, WTOP Traffic.
Clearing a partly cloudy early morning with temperatures that are going to be fairly comfortable between 52 and 60 degrees. This afternoon, 74 to 79 degrees. That puts us down almost by 10 degrees compared to Monday. No rain expected today. Certainly no storms, just partly cloudy skies. On Wednesday, the next weather maker moves in, and I've got showers, even a few thunderstorms, with temperatures topping out in the upper 60s. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
It's 64, Upper Marlboro, 64, Woodbridge. We've gone up a few, 69 in our nation's capital. Brought to you this time around on WTOP this morning. Gutter Helmet, say goodbye to gutter cleaning forever with Gutter Helmet by Lednor Home Solutions. That's 888-5-H-E-L-M-E-T. That's 888-5-HELMET. Gutter Helmet, check them out. WTOP at 1220, good morning.
Attention men and women. If you're experiencing thinning hair and hair loss, this year grow your hair back at growyourhairback.com. DC's locally owned medical clinic specializing only in hair restoration with proven results. Call 703-763-0118 or growyourhairback.com for your free consultation today. Kellyanne is the owner of Grow Your Hair Back. Tell us what happens when someone comes in for the free consultation.
When you leave our clinic, you're going to feel hope. You're going to feel that we listen to you. And we will help you grow your hair back.
Grow your hair back with their state-of-the-art procedures. The only clinic on the East Coast that has their trademarked PAI multi-unit hair grafting hair transplants, FUE hair transplants, and easy 30-minute PRP and laser treatments. Call 703-763-0118. That's 703-763-0118. Or growyourhairback.com.
You're with Dean Lane on WTOP.
Good Tuesday morning, April 16th. Welcome in. I'm now on WTOP 1222.
You're listening to WTOP News.
This morning, police believe the bodies of two women found in rural Oklahoma are those apparently of two missing Kansas women. Four people in all, including at least one relative, have been arrested on murder charges in this case. CBS News correspondent Mark Strassman is following.
Investigators say the two-week search for Veronica Butler and Jillian Kelly is over.
A tragedy for everybody involved.
The Kansas moms went missing March 30th while going to pick up Butler's children in Oklahoma. Their car was left abandoned on the side of a rural road. Blood and a broken hammer found nearby.
We felt that with some of the information coming in that it was more targeted.
On Saturday, four people were arrested in connection to the case, all charged with first-degree murder, kidnapping, and conspiracy.
According to the arrest affidavits in the case, the four people and several others met on a regular basis as an anti-government group. A 31-year-old Germantown mom locally sentenced to 25 years this week on charges including first-degree child abuse. Kimberly Tyler was convicted last December of punishing her 8-year-old son by setting him on fire. It happened in May of 2020 when Tyler poured rubbing alcohol, apparently on her son's hand, and then lighting it on fire because he ate cereal and caused a mess. The fire spread, we're told, out of control, burning him from his torso to his head. The child's stepmother, Charisse Norgrass Tyler, pleaded guilty in the case to neglect of a minor and was sentenced to 6 months behind bars. In health-related news this morning, the budget passed by Maryland lawmakers last week includes tens of millions toward health care in Prince George's County. WTOP's John Doman visited one hospital recently with big plans for the future after getting some of that green.
Every day, hundreds of people from in and around Fort Washington are in a hospital that's not this Adventist Fort Washington Medical Center near Route 210. $10 million is the first piece of a much bigger commitment to build a much bigger facility just a couple of miles up the road.
The hospital was needed yesterday, not tomorrow.
This facility that we're standing in is the one where we needed tractor trailers during COVID-19 to care for the sheer volume of patients.
County Executive Angela Alsobrook says this is just about getting on par with other parts of the region when it comes to health care access.
Uninsured population is less than 4%.
Unmi Shims, the president of the hospital here.
Despite that, the area lacks health care access.
In Fort Washington, John Dome in WTOP News.
Feel like you could use some more sleep these days? You're not alone. A new Gallup poll on this issue finds 57% of all Americans say they'd feel better if they could get more sleep. Just 42% are content with the amount of sleep they're actually getting. Women under age 50 are most likely to report they are not getting enough rest. Just 26% of those surveyed say they get 8 hours or more of sleep per night, which is, of course, recommended by sleep experts. You are listening to 103.5 FM. And WTOP.com.
Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
WTOP Sports Time, 1225, our midnight live hit with Rob.
All right.